Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're here again today with Anthony Fiola. Anthony's the Director of Evangelization at Our Lady of Good Counsel Parish in Plymouth, Michigan. Anthony joined us yesterday, where he's going to be with us this whole week and kind of sharing with us his story, his journey of conversion. He's a revert to the Catholic Church and the faith, and he's got a very, very inspiring story. And Anthony's one of the most engaged Catholic men I know in terms of just being alive in the faith, but engaging the Great Commission to go make disciples of all nations. And I wanted him to share with us this week. He'll touch on different elements of it and what his faith as a Catholic has meant to him as well in the whole process. So welcome back, Anthony.
Thanks. It's good to be here again.
Yeah. So you, in summary, yesterday you were just talking to us about how you were baptized Catholic, your parents divorced. There was a time of real struggle in your life. You were far from the faith, but the Lord drew you back, and through the witness of different people who your brother knew and others, and really came to know the Lord in the power of the Holy Spirit in a really profound way. Let's continue the story today.
Yeah, I'd say overall, you know, what happened is I met Jesus for real, and I fell in love. Mm-hmm. And when you fall in love, you know what it's like if you fall in love with somebody. That's all you think about, and that's all you want to talk about. And that's what really started to happen in my life when I encountered the Lord, you know, in that season when I was a teenager. And the verse we had brought out was Acts 1:8, you know, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And Jesus said this, right? And you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And I want to just kind of touch on how that began to happen in my life as I encountered the Lord during those days, and I had prayed for the power of the Holy Spirit, and God answered me and touched me with the power of the Holy Spirit. After that, you know, when I had this compelling conviction in my heart that I was responsible to share the gospel, it wasn't this legalistic thing. It was more, like I just said, I fell in love with someone, and I need to tell others about him. And that compelling love was driving me to this.
And I was thinking, as you're talking, I was thinking of Paul's passage in Romans 5. We're given the gift of hope mm-hmm. in Christ, and hope, and we need so much hope today in the world. He said, why? Because God's love was poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And that's the reality.
Yeah.
I mean, literally,
yeah,
the biblical truth happened in you,
yes.
You know, awakened in you. And it's real. It's not just something in our head we have to memorize or a creedal mm-hmm. statement. It's, do you want the King alive in your soul? And is it him you seek? And is he the one you love? Instead of saying, okay, you know, I'm just saying that because there's so much,
yeah.
There's a lot of minimalistic Christianity that's happening mm-hmm. in the Catholic Church,
yeah.
You know, in different ways. There's also great heroic saints in the Catholic Church and all this. Mm-hmm. So I'm not trying to, but there's a lot of people kind of leaving the faith right now and all this. And part of the reason for it is you kind of stand on the perimeter and say, okay, tell me what I have to do, you know? And that's
yeah.
not a heart that cries out like you cried out mm-hmm. as a teenage boy, night after night after night in your bed, quietly praying with the covers over your head. Lord, you said you'd give your Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
What does this mean? I want you. Help me. You know, that yeah. just that honest cry of the heart, that's what the Lord answers.
Yeah, and it was also an intellectual honesty thing for me.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like I can't just show up and play the part mm-hmm. and go through the motions of all this.
Yeah.
It's either real or it's not. And if it is, I want my life to be changed. I want the real thing.
Yeah.
And I know now it was the Holy Spirit who was awakening that cry in my heart, testifying within me that I am a child of God. That's what I'm made for. And I'm made for so much more than just coasting through life here and showing up and just doing the surface level. Mm-hmm. And the Lord wants to take us deeper. And it's only him who can take us there. But we have to open our hearts to that.
Yeah, and Christianity is, as the scripture says so clearly, it's a new life empowered
yes.
by the Holy Spirit. You're not talking about a sustained emotional experience or something like that. You're talking about a relationship with a person who is inviting you to engage your heart yeah. with his heart. And he's going to empower you and step by step lead you into a whole new way of living your life.
Yeah.
And the Christian life literally is a life empowered by the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. But it's one in which that doesn't automatically happen. It's the engagement of my will. There's this beautiful reality of human freedom and the presence of God working together in its full mystery and strength. And it's the thing that transforms us and empowers us and makes us able to love God and to love our neighbor and even care about the things Jesus cares about.
Yeah, and it was this new life that you're talking about that the Lord was leading me into. And it was uncomfortable for me because I had not lived that way before. And one story I wanted to tell you is, you know, when evangelization really began in my life. And during this season where I encountered the Lord, and just like I had prayed every night for months for the power of the Holy Spirit, I began to pray another prayer based on this compelling love that was happening in my heart to reach out to other people with the hope of the gospel. So I began to pray, Lord, open up doors for me to share the gospel with other people because I don't know how to do it because I'd never done it before. And so I began to pray like that. And it was, again, it was like the Lord kind of lingered there with me for a while. And these prayers became almost kind of frustrating. And that holy discontent started happening again because I knew the Lord wanted something, but I didn't know how to get there. And so I just kept saying, Lord, open up a door and I'll do it. Open up a door and I'll do it for you. I will evangelize a friend. I'll do something. And I'll never forget, it was during that time of prayer when I heard the still small voice of the Holy Spirit, maybe for one of the first times in my life. And I heard him say, Anthony, I've given you everything you need. You open the door. And he put me in this place of, you take the step. You take the step. And I remember as a 16-year-old, I had this idea. I'm going to go to my study hall class. I don't know if they do study hall classes anymore, but anyway, it was just a class where you could finish all your work, all your homework. And so I had this idea. I'm going to show up to this class. I'm going to bring my Bible, and I'm just going to open it on my desk. I'm going to see what happens. And I was nervous all day long leading up to that class. And I ended up going into the class, sit down by my friend that I played baseball with and, you know, all of that. And I didn't have a big Bible. I had one of those little green Gideon Bibles. And when I got to the moment, I didn't have the courage to put it on top of the desk. So I was kind of like leaning, and it was up under the desk like this.
Yeah.
And I'm staring at the Bible because I'm too nervous to read it, right? And I'm saying, okay, Lord, here I am. You're going to have to help me. This is the biggest step I can take today. And my friend looks over at me and he goes, Fiola, what are you doing? And, you know, I didn't prepare how to answer the question because I'd never done that before. So I looked at this guy and I said, I'm reading my Bible. And then I quickly went back and just kept reading. And I thought, okay, I did it. And that's as far as I'm going to go today. And this friend, though, but he had the nerve to ask me another question. He looks at me and he goes, why? And, you know, I hadn't prepared to answer that either. So I looked back at him and I said, because I want to. And as far as I can remember, that was the last time I talked to that friend in high school, that 2 years. But something happened that day when I took that little step. And the picture I like to kind of give people is, it was like I was standing at a pond and the water was real calm and I threw a rock in and this ripple effect just began. And over the next 2 years of high school, I was a sophomore in high school at that time, doors did start to open after I took that step. And friends would come to me and ask me what had happened in my life. This is how I learned to share my faith. And then it was about a year after that, there was a real like revival starting to happen amongst the students in the school as we were just sharing what Jesus had done in our lives. Me and my younger brother who came to the Lord during that time too, and a couple of our friends. And we were doing these small group like Bible study things where just by word of mouth, we'd say, hey, we're going to meet at so-and-so's house. And kids would just show up. About a year after that first conversation, when I stepped out like that, I was at that friend's house and he wasn't there. He was somewhere else, but there's like 15 kids in the house. His little brother was there. And I remember that night just opening up the scriptures because I was no theologian and I would just read. I remember reading Mark 16, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, so on and so forth. And then I would just tell what Jesus did in my life. And I would say, is there anybody here that wants to give their life to Christ? And that night, several of those kids gave their life to the Lord, and we led them to the Lord in prayer. His little brother came to the Lord that night. So what happened was the power of the Holy Spirit awakened my heart. The natural result of that was to bring that to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And Jesus began to awaken the heart of these young people at the time, that as most high school students, many high school students, even now, they were, you know, messing with drugs and the whole party lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And Jesus was visiting that school and visiting those kids.
Yeah.
Because when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you shall receive power to be my witness. And I love to use that term witness when we're talking about and maybe encouraging Christians to evangelize, because everybody can be a witness. A witness is simply somebody who's seen and heard something. And if you've been baptized, if you've heard the gospel, if you're a Christian, you have seen and heard something about Jesus. Mm-hmm. And we're all accountable to take responsibility for that and to share that with somebody else. And when we do that, not only will Jesus touch those people out there, but he will revive something in you as you take Christ, who is in you, the hope of glory, and give him to the world around you.
That's so good. The simplicity of it is what's so surprising, I think, mm-hmm. you know, because most people live their whole life and never have a moment where they actually shared their faith with another human being. Mm-hmm. And mostly, not because, well, sometimes because they don't want to, but mostly because they're afraid to at some level.
Yeah.
Because they don't know how. Mm-hmm. And part of that fear is I don't know how to start, and I'm not sure where it's going to finish. So I think I'll just be quiet. I won't say anything. I have felt that way. It's clearly, you know, it's just so common.
Yeah, to this day, if I'm going to start a conversation with somebody, I feel a level of being nervous doing that, because there's an unknown there. You don't know how it's going to happen. You know, I have people ask me all the time. I think most Christians who are, you know, genuinely trying to live for the Lord, they want to do this. They want to live this kind of a life. And they'll ask me all the time, you know, are there any good courses on evangelization that you can take to learn how to do this? And I always say the best course I know of is the course of action.
Yeah, that's good.
Just take a step in your weakness and let the Lord show up. I've never been qualified to lead another human being to Christ. I've just always been available. And when you step out like that, and you make yourself available, the Lord will flow through your imperfections, and he will show up in your life and in their lives.
And in so many stories over the years, I've heard similar in the sense of, well, he just was reading with some friends. I just had the Bible and read the words of Jesus.
Yes.
Just some simple words of Jesus. And said, isn't this amazing? And actually, what he's saying here happened in my life.
Yeah.
And this is how it happened. And that's it. It's that simple. And so would you like the Holy Spirit? There's confidence in the power of that word, just reading the word, just sharing that word. The Holy Spirit follows or energizes or activates that word. I don't know what term to use, but makes it come alive.
Yeah, he backs the Great Commission.
He does, exactly.
You step out and you obey it, he'll back you up.
Yeah, so good. Well, Anthony's going to be joining us again tomorrow. He's going to continue his story. He's going to be with us all week, friends. I hope if you've been blessed by the program yesterday and today, I encourage you to talk to your friends. Come and join us. I think Anthony's story is going to get better and better each day. I know it. I know his story and his background. The Lord's been so good to him and to his family. But God bless you, friends. Have a blessed day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.